I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State and Boko Haram continue their aggression. ISIS has its sights set on the Middle East, while Boko Haram wants Nigeria. The two groups are leaving traumatized victims in their wake. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says trauma counseling is needed now more than ever. When it's organized by local churches, it makes a difference.
They know their people best. They know the needs, and they have a good feeling for the situation. But what's wonderful about our partners, too, is they're reaching out to non-believers, especially in Iraq and Syria.
You can get details on the trauma counseling program through links at our website. Next, a few days ago, we told you about a couple of boys in Pakistan who were set on fire for being Christians. One of them has since died from his injuries. Please, ask the Lord to comfort his family. According to Forgotten Missionaries International, persecution has been steadily rising in Pakistan, especially in recent weeks. You can help FMI protect at-risk Christians through their Safe House ministry. Visit us online at missionnews.org to learn how. And how many organizations are asking you to pray for places where they are not working? Wycliffe Bible Translators' Bible is People's Prayer Project is doing just that. They're inviting people to sign up and pray that translation projects will start in unreached areas. Shani Noble oversees the project.
It's something that anyone that's 5-year-old to 95 years old can do. And we really believe in the power of prayer and how really, God starts working in those language groups when someone starts praying.
Find the links at our website, missionnews.org, to sign up now. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.